So, say when the Malaysian Airlines crashed and all the people died, is it was it because of their own karma? Generally, as I said, every particular event has to be placed in the most constructive context. The constructive means how can we act constructively over there. So, if I say, oh, this heat is because the climate change is there, and the climate change is there because the corporate controlled industry, the corporate controlled economies are so exploitative. Well, that may be true, but can I do anything about it right now? Well, immediately I can't. So we have to place things in the most constructive context. So generally, if somebody is suffering, if somebody is distressed, somebody has been victimized. Now, we should never resort to victim blaming. If somebody has been victimized in this life, we have to treat them like they are victims and it was bad, it was unfair. Philosophically, yes, what happens to us, it is probably a result of our own past karma. So people who die in terrible calamities, terrible accidents, they had some karma because of which it happened. But things can have multiple causations. And from this life's perspective, it is a catastrophe. It's a terrible thing. And as much as possible, we have to take measures to prevent such things from happening. So the idea is that if we can plug things at this level itself, then we should try to plug things at that level. But if things cannot be plugged at that level, then rather than just feeling simply helpless and thinking that the world is a horrible place where anything can go wrong at any time and it's so horribly insecure, you see, okay, there is some higher principle that is operating. So a doctor is meant to treat the patients to the best of their capacity. But sometimes such an epidemic comes up that it's just not humanly possible to treat everyone who is sick at that time. You try as much as you can. But what can we do about it otherwise? So as long as things are in our control, we do the best that we can. But when things go beyond our control, for accepting, we put that in the context that, there was, I mean, something happening in the bigger picture, some past karma that was coming because of which it happened. So past karma is never to be taken as an excuse for not doing one's present dharma. We have our present duty, and it's important for us to do that present duty. So the Malaysian Airlines can't say, their past karma because of which people crashed, plane crashed. They have to inquire and find out what caused the crash of this plane. And they have to take responsibility to prevent recurrences of such things. But when, despite our best efforts, something just happened, then we can say that it is past karma, let's accept it and move on. Does that answer your question? Okay.
Prabhuji,
Yeah.
in this context,
Yeah.
I mean,